Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday. The coastal area of that state continues to be pounded with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. Houston, Texas, the nation's fourth largest city, is getting the heaviest of the rainfall so far. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke about rescue and relief efforts when he appeared on Fox News Sunday.
As people can see, the flooding in Houston is dramatic. Some people will recall Tropical Storm Allison that devastated Houston in 2001, and this looks like somewhat of a replication of that. We are working to save lives and to keep as many people safe as possible in the Houston area, but at the very same time, we are conducting search and rescue missions where the hurricane hit near the Corpus Christi and Rockport areas.
More than 60 centimeters of rain have fallen in Houston so far. Some areas could see close to 130 centimeters of rain later in the week. Storm is expected to move slowly toward Houston by Wednesday, its center that is, and could form again over the Gulf of Mexico before impacting the state of Louisiana. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has warned the migrant crisis in Libya is adversely affecting his country. Mr. Bashir said illegal migration and human trafficking is causing instability and insecurity. Sudanese leader hosted the prime ministers of Libya's government of national accord, that's Fayez al-Sarraj. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have retaken virtually all of the city of Tal Afar, once controlled by the Islamic State, located on a supply route between the Syrian border and the recently liberated city of Mosul. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zuna said the city's Sunni IS defenders gain little support from the people of Tal Afar.
This is traditionally a predominantly a Turkmen town. That is, people who are neither Arabs nor Kurds. They speak a Turkic language, and a large minority of them are Shias.
Tens of thousands of residents reportedly fled ahead of the offensive. City's center was liberated Saturday and the national flag raised, but the damage to the city's Ottoman Empire-era antiquities is said to be heavy. The U.S. Navy says divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors from the USS John S. McCain, the naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. U.S. investigators trying to determine what led to that collision with a Liberian tanker. In the response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet and dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet in which the John S. McCain served. In the earlier collision involving a U.S. destroyer, 7 sailors from the USS Fitzgerald died when their ship collided with a container ship in the waters off of Japan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he still hopes to persuade North Korea to come to the negotiating table, despite Saturday's launch of what he determined as 3 short-range missiles, a decision he called provocative.
This type of launch, again, it is a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. So it is clearly they're still messaging us as well that they are not prepared to completely back away from their position. Having said that, we're going to continue our peaceful pressure campaign, as I have described it, working with allies, working with China as well, to see if we can bring the regime in Pyongyang to the negotiating table with a view to begin a dialogue on a different future for Korean Peninsula and for North Korea.
North Korea, which had threatened to test missiles near the U.S. Pacific island of Guam, has not launched an intercontinental ballistic missile since July 28th. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres visiting Israel and the Palestinian territories, discussing ways to revive the peace process. He is set to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders during his 3-day visit. It is his first since taking office. The visit comes at a time of tensions between Israel and the United Nations. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.